Drexel Professor, America is fighting two plagues, coronavirus and Donald Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 29, 2020. Drexel University Professor Robert Soller claims that President Donald Trump is a plague that the United States is facing in addition to the Chinese virus. Describing the president as a virus feeding on a host, the American body politic. We are fighting not one plague now, but two, argued Professor Robert Soller in his op-ed. Entitled, The Two Plagues That Are Upon Us, published in Drexel University's student newspaper, The Triangle. The professor went on to make the claim that a vaccine for the president would be invoking the 25th Amendment. We need a vaccine for the first, said Soller of the Chinese virus. We have one for the second already, even after the failure of impeachment, continued the professor of President Trump. It's called the 25th Amendment. Those who serve us should invoke it. Soller also argued that while it's true that China kept the news of COVID-19 under wraps, the U.S. had intelligence about the outbreak almost from the beginning. This claim has been shot down by the government. The professor went on to suggest that President Trump, therefore, should have immediately suspended flights from China, which would have been during President's impeachment hearings. And one can only imagine how the liberal elite would have reacted if President Trump had done so during that time, before the public had known about the Wuhan virus. In his op-ed, the professor also insisted that President Trump has been responsible for 90% of coronavirus deaths in the country, adding that he will surely cause many more. Trump has infested us since his first day in office, attacking truth wherever it appears, from the free press to science labs, wrote Soller, who went on to refer to Dr. Anthony Fauci as a decent and responsible physician now co-opted as a frontman for Trump's Daily Roadshow. The best way to deal with news you don't want to hear is to tune it out. The professor continued, suggesting that he doesn't fully pay attention to the president's daily briefings on his administration's work in dealing with the deadly Wuhan coronavirus. If you can't do that, the next thing is to reject or distort it, added Soller of how he takes in the news. When that doesn't work, you simply suppress it. The professor went on to refer to the Trump administration as the most dysfunctional government in American history, and then bizarrely accused the president of being not just an enabler of the virus, but its cheerleader as well. Soller is the head of the Department of History and Politics at Drexel University, where he holds the rank of Distinguished University Professor, according to the professor's biography on the school's website. Drexel University is one of several schools across the country facing a class action lawsuit filed by students demanding tuition and fee refunds due to spring semester changes made as a result of the Chinese virus pandemic. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.